Avian Influenza, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. With the recent detections of wild birds carrying the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, poultry producers are beefing up biosecurity measures. And as for the people who do bird flu surveillance and sampling of wild birds,
we're working right now on an enhanced surveillance plan.
Dr. Juliana Lenick helps coordinate USDA's wild bird surveillance program, which is being strengthened
to try to increase samples in the Atlantic and Pacific flyways.
Many samples come from birds killed by hunters. Many of those birds can appear perfectly healthy, but still carry the virus. But Dr. Lenick also is asking people to be alert to anything strange going on with the wild birds.
If there are any wild birds that appear ill or are having neurologic effects, we really want to be aware of that and report that information back.
Because that could be another early warning sign that avian influenza virus is in the area. In the last major outbreak of avian influenza in U.S. commercial poultry, 7 years ago,
producers lost more than $1.6 billion and more than 50 million birds died or had to be culled.
Dr. Lenick says now that the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus has been detected in wild migratory birds here in the U.S.
Now is the time for the poultry industry to double down on biosecurity,
doing everything possible to keep the virus out of poultry facilities and also keep a closer eye on flocks. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.